It's 16 minutes to 2. Now, are you running on the right time? I gave you that time just to make sure that you know that's exactly what it is. Because if you're an Optus customer in South Australia, there's a fair chance that you may be slightly out of whack, or at least have been for some time today. Although it's 16 minutes to 2 here now, Rob, if things had stayed the same, it wouldn't have been that on your phone. Rob, you alerted us to this issue this morning. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
You're very well. What was your experience this morning?
My alarm went off at 6.30 this morning, and I don't have a 6.30 alarm. I have a 6.20 and 6.40 alarm. And I thought, oh, well, I must hit the snooze. And I thought, okay, I've got a few minutes. I'll just lay here. I thought, oh, it's horribly dark outside. Anyway, I dozed off, and next thing I woke up at 7.08, and I thought, hang on, hell, I'm running late. So I flew out of bed. I thought, hang on, it's still dark. This can't be right. I checked the phone. Yep, it's 7.08.
Did you think you were in a time warp?
Well, I was thinking Armageddon, you know. It's dark outside, it's meant to be light. So I came downstairs and I checked the computer and I thought, hang on, I'm 2.5 hours out. I couldn't understand it. So I went back upstairs and I checked the partner's phone, and her phone was okay, but it was just my phone that was out.
And I'm assuming she's not an Optus customer.
No, she's not an Optus customer.
Right. Now, this isn't where it stopped. You ended up at work and then found others had experienced similar problems.
Yes, a business manager, she flew out of bed late this morning. In fact, she texted her boss at 6.30 this morning to say she's running late. And she got in at 7:15, thinking she's there well after 9. And where was everyone? Nobody was there.
So there's a two-hour discrepancy, is that right?
I worked out on my phone, it's about a 2.5 hour discrepancy on my phone.
A 2.5 hour discrepancy. Now, oh, I've just lost it. We did get a statement from Optus because we tried to find out what actually went wrong with this. Still Gerrion is a tech expert, and he can perhaps explain a little bit about what went on. Hello, Still Gerrion.
Hi there, Sonia.
Nice to speak with you. An unusual occurrence?
Well, I'd like to say that it is unusual, but Optus have done something along these lines before in Queensland in January, and it all got complained about on Twitter with the hashtag OptusWrongTime, which I quite liked. And although Optus, as you say, have been not very forthcoming, I just spoke to them on Twitter and they said, hey, the issue was rectified this morning and some customers' devices displayed an incorrect time. Sorry for any problems. Okay, there's the official corporate, look, a thing happened and we fixed it.
I can actually read you out what the thing was now. I found my little official spokesperson.
I thought you were rummaging for it.
Yes, I was. Here we go. An overnight maintenance upgrade of our 4G plus mobile network caused some Optus customers' devices in South Australia and the Northern Territory to switch to a different time zone earlier this morning. The Optus 3G network was unaffected. So that would suggest that some Optus customers were affected but not others. Optus technicians resolved the issue with a fix that set clocks to the correct time zone. Customers were also able to resolve the issue in a number of ways, including turning flight mode on and off, turning automatic clock settings off and on, or turning their device off and on. And they, of course, apologised to customers for any inconvenience. So this was a problem back at Master Control, basically.
Well, somewhere along the chain. What happens is that the time information is transmitted over the internet. And we've got to remember that things like a mobile phone tower and the equipment in it and the phone network are just another kind of computer these days. And your smartphone is just a computer. And computers get their time by asking up the network further. So a phone usually is set to get its time from the phone tower it's connected to. And that's really handy because it means if you catch a plane somewhere else, you get off the plane and your phone connects and automatically changes to the right time zone.
I love
to the
it.
New place.
Even when isn't you cross it, the border, it's fantastic.
Isn't it useful? So 99% of the time, this is actually a really useful thing, except occasionally it goes wrong. The phone tower, for whatever reason, is set to the wrong time. And without going into the technicalities of it, the phone tower needs to be told what time zone it's in, and it then asks the global internet time system, yes, there is such a thing, a network of servers that tell all the computers around the internet what the time is. And you know, every computer starts up and you say, hey, I'm in Australian Central Daylight Time, what time is it? And the network tells them. For whatever reason, these mobile phone towers, when they were upgraded, lost track of what time zone they were meant to be. Now, a possibility is just as they start up again with their new software, and this is just like with your computer at home, you install a new operating system, you need to restart the computer. And what sometimes happens is that it starts up set to some, I don't know, time zone that it might be set by the factory or by the last person who reconfigured it, and then there's a delay before it gets the actual time from the network. So for a little while, it's showing the time. I've had that with restarting a computer, and for five or 10 minutes, it's told me it's, well, it restarts on GMT, Universal Coordinated Time, you know, London time, basically, which is that kind of international standard for navigation and such things. And it's been a few minutes before it's woken up and gone, hang on, that's not right. What's happened here, and poor Rob and other customers have been affected, whichever phone towers were upgraded and whichever ones suffered from the problem, it's only going to be the customers who were connecting to that tower at that time. And Optus have not been forthcoming with you or with me about exactly which ones they were.
No. Well, we can narrow it down a bit, because Pat from Modbury was affected. Hello, Pat.
Oh, hello, Sonia.
Now, yours was even more significant, though.
Oh, God, you've got no idea. I have two alarms set, one for 6 in the evening and one for 7, just as a memory jogger. At 4:30 this morning, the first alarm went off, sort of jolting me out of sleep, telling me to ring my daughter. And I mean, it's 4:30 in the morning. Why do I have to ring her?
Do you have a sort of standard clock around the time as well, do you?
Yes, I do.
Right,
yes.
Okay. You were aware that it wasn't the right time?
Yeah, and then I kept thinking, maybe my guardian angel is telling me to ring my daughter, but if I ring her at 4:30 in the morning, it'll probably give her a heart.
Yes.
So I didn't do anything. Come 4:30, oh no, what was it? Come 6:00, the alarm went off again. And this time it said, good morning, time to wake up. And I went, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Then I finally focused my eyes on my phone, and the time said it was 7 p.m.
Oh.
And it was also not only 7 p.m., it was 7 p.m. Sydney time.
Okay, so we're looking at a whole 13 hours or so out of whack then.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got no idea what it's like to be woken up at 4:30 in the morning and told by your telephone to call your daughter.
No, probably not in those specific instances, but I do know about the 4:30. Pat, thank you for your call. Jane, what was your experience?
I'm a bit of a night owl, and I'm on my computer at about 12:30 this morning, and watching something on TV, and then all of a sudden I looked at my phone to, you know, get ready to go to bed and set the alarm and that, and the phone said it was 15-something. And I'm thinking, wow, did I spend too much time on the computer or what? And I actually just reset my phone and it went to the normal time. But it was out by, it said 13-something, so it was out by, 24 hours, just about.
Okay, so you're at Aldinga, and Pat was at Modbury. They wouldn't presumably be on the same towers, but they must have had the same sort of correlation, whereas Rob was only 2.5 hours difference. But it was literally switch it on and off, and it all went back to normal,
yeah,
Jane.
Yeah, phone on and off, and it all went back to normal. Mm. So that cured the problem. It was just confusing, because I thought, oh, I didn't realise I'd been on the computer.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Jane, thank you very much for that. Still, Gary, going back to you on this, so that would suggest that the time zones were changed on different towers to account for the discrepancy and the two-hour difference in 13
hours.
Yeah,
look, it could be that, though, that they were all set back to some default time when they start up. And it's a bit like if you have a power failure at home, and then all of the clocks around the house are suddenly flashing zero.
Uh-huh.
And that zero, and then they'll start counting through the minutes from there, but that zero time is just from whatever random time you happen to turn the device back on. So I can, I'm now visualizing the technicians working through the night. They're working from the control room in wherever that happens to be around the country, and as they finish on one bit of equipment, they restart it, and then they move on to the next one. So perhaps, you know, we're in this other situation where when it first starts up, it's all zeros and flashing it until it happens to connect to the network and get the right time.
Yes.
And if your device happened to connect, reconnect to that tower, because remember the tower for a brief second was turned off as they restarted it, so your phone reconnects, and if it happens to reconnect during those maybe only seconds, maybe a few minutes, when the time is wrong, your phone picks up the wrong time, but your next-door neighbour, also on Optus, might just reconnect those few seconds later and when the time sorted itself out. And this is why these problems are often so hard to troubleshoot, and also why it'd be really nice if Optus gave us some real information rather than us speculating.
Mm, I love some of the texts that are coming through. Don't people have watches anymore?
Another one says, they don't.
Phone was out of time, so check the computer. Get a clock, says this person.
Well, I can understand the frustration those people are experiencing, but the fact of the matter is people don't have watches anymore, except that as an item of jewellery. If it's something nice and expensive or nice and sentimental, then a watch is part of it. But most of us these days use our smartphones for the time. You can hear people saying the alarms are set on their phones.
I must admit, I don't even have a clock on the wall in my house anymore.
Oh, neither do I. And we're not... We're far from alone, Sonia.
Another person says it was 14 and a half hours out, says Rowan. The phone actually read PM. Kim says at 6:20, I was going past the airport this morning and my phone said 7:40. Switched off, powered back up, and it was all good. But just a few sort of related ones. Another person says the weather app I use has been 24 hours. My provider uses Optus, and so I guess they're wondering still, Gerion, whether is that a matter of just turning on and off?
Pretty much, because what happens is that the phone is getting its time from the mobile phone tower, but the apps are getting the time from the phone. Now, some apps are smart enough to keep checking that, but other apps will only check the time as they start up, and if they get it wrong, they're stuck with it until you restart that app or restart the phone. It's all, as I say, this complicated chain of devices and software telling each other the time and passing it on. It's kind of a Chinese whispers version of, hey, what time is it? And by the time you get to the end, it's thoroughly confused.
And let's be honest, I know there's a few people being all sort of, you know, classical about clocks and watches and looking through rose-coloured glasses about them, but I remember wearing a watch and the battery would go flat, so you never had the right time. So the number of times we have problems with the smartphone time, but this is, you know, I mean, it might happen once a year. Well, my watch would have gone flat that quickly.
Oh, exactly. I mean, this is a once-in-a-year problem. It's proved so far, perhaps less than that, because this is the first major incident in South Australia that I've heard of. We had one, as I say, in Queensland back in January, but not around the country. Most of the time, this is done correctly. But I'm also reminded of the old story of the... It's probably apocryphal, but, you know, the bloke who owned a watch and clock store, and he was fascinated because... This guy would come past every morning early and he would set his watch to the clocks in the store and then go past and eventually asked, what do you do? And he said, well, I work down at the factory there and it's my job to blow the lunchtime whistle at midday. And the shopkeeper went, ah, because I set all my clocks by the lunchtime whistle at the factory. So who knows what time it was.
Oh,
as the clocks drifted out of time.
Still, Gerion, lovely to talk with you. Thank you for joining us today to explain that a little bit for us.
Everyone gets sleep.
Yes, tech expert. Bill's given us a ring from Highbury. Hi, Bill.
It's Bill, Sonia, but yes, I have a watch and I rely on it. And on the weekend it decided arbitrarily that daylight saving had finished. And so I was an hour late for an appointment because I'd woken up in a house with no other clocks working and looked at the watch, everything's fine. And my wife rang me at 9:15 and said, where are you? And I said, Door Peninsula. And she said, you better hurry because you're not going to make your appointment. So it's a radio-controlled watch out of Japan. And obviously the software says Japan goes off daylight saving in mid-October.
Okay, that is the reason. All right, Bill. Look, thank you for that. Bill at Highbury. And from the text, a lot of people were experiencing that problem this morning.